Good to the Erev Shabbos. So we are learning Bamatziah Daf Chav Dalet. Bamatziah Chav Dalet. We left off Chav Gimel Beis. We reached, I would say, midway through the page, but you know, we're gonna go back a bit instead of, you know, I know we're short on time, but I know we got that far, but we're gonna go back to the two dots about a third, about 12, 13 lines down the top of the page. We'll just go rather quickly, and we'll try to go over the last Gemara we ran through this morning and try to chop right most of Chav Dalet as well. Shkayef coming out on Erev Shabbos, also Erev Purim. Givaldic. Okay, let's pick it up from again, the two dots, about 10 lines down the top of the page. Chaticha Shabbos. I know we said this morning, so we'll go through quickly just to do it properly. Ask Gemara, why when you have machuzas of fish and or machuzas of basar, same thing, we're saying that it belongs to the Chaticha Shabbosar, it belongs to the finder. Amai, ask the Gemara, why is the weight not a simon? In fact, the Gemara, Amai love Mishkal simon, let the weight of the meat be a simon. Answering our Mishkal Deshavin. It was a standard weight. It was the derech to sell meat by the pound, by the kilogram. It was a standard amount of weight, and it wouldn't say anything, any simon to be able to determine, to say, I dropped a piece of meat that size. Well, that's a standard size. Which part of the body came from the neck, from the thigh, where it came from, being able to identify which part of the animal came from, let that be the simon. If one finds strips of pieces of fish, the dag nashach, or a fish that was bitten, chayav achas, you have to call it out. Chav shayin, it is important that we're recording this brisa because we're going to, the next Gemara that we didn't see yet, we'll come back to this brisa. Chav shayin, kegs or barrels of wine, shashamin of oil, shatvu of grain, shagregris of dried figs, shazesim of olives, harei l'shalai, all these things are pretty standard, there's no simon, and therefore the finders allowed to keep it. But what do you see very clearly? You see very clearly that that by the dag, you do have to call out. Dog, chatichas dog, dog nashach, you have to call out, meaning you're identifying the fish. How are you identifying it? From the piece of the body of the fish, closer to the head, closer to the belly. You have to identify it. So say the same thing by meat. Answers the Gemara, no. We're talking about a case where there's a very clear identification in the shape of the cut. Like Rabbi Huna would cut the meat into triangles. And like we briefly mentioned this morning, we were in a rush, but he cut the meat into triangles because he wanted to send it back with a simon in order to avoid issues of basa shazam and ayin. So he would send the meat back to his family with such a simon. So that type of idea. So too, that's what we mean over here. We mean that if you have the fish which has a clear simon, like cut in triangle, cut in a unique shape, that's a simon. But the weight, we thought the weight, or the part of the body that it came from would be a simon. No, that's not a simon. It's not considered enough of a distinction. Gemara says that it's meduyik, that it's a specific type of cut. The way you cut it, meaning the shape. The next case, the brisa was a fish that was bit, a bitten piece of fish. That's a unique, very unique characteristic. It's a very distinctive cut that it was bit somewhere. So shmamina, so too, even the charuzas dagim, it means it was cut in a certain shape, in a certain way. You know, they cut it in like a star, in a star shape, or whatever shape, that's unique, and therefore that would be a simon. So before we go further, just jump into Taisvis. Taisvis says, Atlas Karnasa, Fim Taimer, a bunch of small Taisvis on this Amen, and Mitzvah we'll see most of them. We already saw the top one this morning, but says Taisvis, Atlas Karnasa, Fim Taimer, that Rav says in Avodah Zarah that it's not good enough to have one simon. You have to have two simonim. Even Shmuel doesn't argue in all cases. So what does it have to have a piece of meat cut in three in triangle? That's one simon. By the way, how appropriate is it that we're Erev Purim and we're talking about triangle cut meats? It's a nice, right? It's your hamantash meat. Okay. Mufarash Benetam says Benetam. The Hassam Mayer B'Yisrael Chashid. I see a few of you thought of that already. Mufarash Benetam. Benetam says the Hassam Mayer B'Yisrael Chashid. Very interesting text from Benetam. Benetam brings out that there's more of a concern by Yisrael Chashid than by who? Than by a guy. If a guy was transporting it, maybe one simon would be enough. When it's being transported by Yisrael Chashid, it's worse, and you would need two simonim. Because the Taisik is the reason. Because someone who knows a little bit, but doesn't care so much, he's scarier than someone who knows nothing. Someone who knows nothing is going to be afraid to fool around. And therefore, one simon may be enough. They were a mess. But someone who knows a little bit may know enough to make trouble, and therefore we need two simonim to protect. So that's Taisvis, a big aside, that a triangular piece of meat, essentially, would be okay if it was being transported by a guy, but being transported by a yid, who's a mumur, a yid who's not, you know, is amaret, who's not following halacha, then it would be more of a problem. Okay. Says Amar, Chavash Yayin. We said in the Brisa, if one finds, you know, barrels or pitchers of wine, shashamin of oil, shatvu of grain, shagregris, pressed figs, dried figs, shall zesim, olives, harei elishalei. Those belong to him. Those are considered standard without a simon. But we learned the Mishnah. Our Mishnah coming up literally into Daf. What do we learn? The Mishnah. Kadian, kadishamachai vachris. pitcher, jugs of wine, jugs of oil. One does have to call out. Apparently, those are considered to have like a simen. The person's not miayish. How's that shim with this bryce? The steer, amar b'zera, amar rav, masnisa and birashim. Our mission is talking about a case where they were sealed. Now, there's the machlekes, they're showing him how to learn this. Rashi learns that simply the fact that it was sealed, that itself is identification. And Rashi goes into hope shot that there were certain times of the year where it was unsealed because they would bring the wine to the people who produced the wine would have the sellers come and check it out, and they would unseal it to go see it if it's good. And even when they close it up, they wouldn't seal it properly. It's a whole cheshbon about when they're supposed to be fully sealed, when not, and when sealing itself is a simon, the fact that it's sealed. Just to not chas v'shalom, we typically go with Rashi as our default pshat, but just because we are pressed for time here, and Tosfos means a much more simple pshat. Tosfos, we know what Tosfos over here. Tosfos says Berushim. You can jump to Tosfos Berushim. Tosfos says Berushim. Shekob alvayis eiser b'shimasi meshuna, which would be the simple way, which I would have understood. Chas v'shalom, again, not taking a stance in the machlokes Rashi Tosfos. But if I didn't see Rashi or Tosfos, I would have understood that way. That every roshim, every seal had a unique symbol. That's all. Tosfos is a very simple pshat. That roshim means that it was a seal, and the seal itself has a symbol. You know, each person has his own signature on the way he seals the barrel. That's it. As simple as that. Okay, so the braisa where you're saying you're allowed to keep it must be the braisa pasuach. We're talking about where it was pasuach. Now, this may Rashi may be a little better because Rashi is making a chilk between whether it's sealed or not sealed, not the type of seal. So now it's the next line would be to the braisa it's pasuach, and therefore you lost that simon. According to Tosfos, you'd have to say what it means is you don't have a seal because if there'd be a seal, every seal is a simon. Apparently, there's no standard seal, and therefore every seal is a simon, and therefore we're saying it must be it's pasuach, and there's no simon. Okay, but ask the marib of pasuach, aved medasi. A barrel that's left open, you're going to get critters, you're going to get birds and insects, whatever, going to come in and damage it. So that's like he's mafkarit. So that can't be the case. You mean tell me a chiddush? You got to keep open barrel. Open barrel is mutter anyway because the guy's like mafkarit. No. It doesn't mean it was totally uncovered. He covered it, but he didn't seal it. Matzah means it was covered but not resealed. So again, we're going to stick with Taisa's simple pshat that sealing the seals contained the simen, but it's simply placing back a cover without sealing it. It didn't have the simen, and that's why the Bryce can keep it. But the Mishnah on Chafei, you are not allowed to keep it because the simen, the seal contains the simen. Abayam Bryce is new teretz. I feel they might be Russian. You can say no. Both the Mishnah Bryce are talking about where it was sealed. The Lakasha Kam Kedem Shivchu Eitris here is talking about before the Eitris opened up, meaning the containers. It's before the Eitris. The storehouses were open. It's before the season that the wine, the people that make the wine are selling to the storekeepers. And therefore, you have to announce it. After already the Bryce is talking about, which already after the storehouse is opened up because they're selling to the winekeepers. And therefore, those seals are not going to be a good for identification anymore because, again, we'll explain it simple because the seal is already open and therefore it won't be identified. Rashi actually takes almost the opposite approach. Again, I don't want to dismiss Rashi totally. Rashi learns almost the opposite, that in the time when the eitris were open, apparently the seals they would use were thicker, and that would be the seals were thicker, whereas when the eitris are not open yet, then the seals were not as thick yet. And therefore, the seals that are thicker lose the simon of having a seal, because everyone had that type of seal, thick seal, at that time. The seals that were thinner, maybe still would have some sort of simon. The fact that it was covered and sealed, that would be some mode of simon. That's the rationale. But again, we're going to go simple with Tosfos, that the seals, when the eitris were open, when the sales time was open already, the seals were undone, and therefore, you no longer have the simon. When they're still closed, you have the simon. The Mara says, this relates to the case of Ukva Abba. Ashka Chavisa Tachamri found a container of wine. Lachash Nivcha Eitris, after the eitris was already open, and the wines were being sold to the stores. Also came to buy, came for the Abaya, Amalei, still Shokla Nafshach. And Abaya said, Abaya says, you can come take it for yourself. Again, the way we're explaining it is because once the seals are open, once it's being sold in the stores, there's no longer a simon there, and therefore Abaya says, no problem, take it for yourself. That's like the Brisa. Seals are no longer there to be a simon, and therefore you can keep it, but if the seals are closed, that'll be a simon in and of itself. And that's our Mishnah Chafei. Boy Minei Rav Bibi Ram Nachman. Makam of a simon. We discussed already this idea before about Makam being a simon, Rabba and Rava. So now we're getting into the Shaila in a deeper way. Makam of a simon, I love a simon. Is Makam a simon or not? Now the two ways to give a simon Makam is, you can either list the item and they can tell you where it was lost, or you can list the place and they can tell you what was found there. Right? So either way, you're right. But is makam good for a simon? Amalei Tanesua. Matzachav shayayin v'shasham v'shatuv v'shagargus v'shaseis v'shavarish. Lai, we send the b'risa. You find any of those kegs, wine, oil, grain, figs, olives, you got to keep it. Even if the seal's not a simon,
Let the makam be a simen. Lichrei's makam. Elamai makam is not a simen. Amar of Zvid Hachem. Eskinim b'Rakhs and Ira. No, we're talking about the Rakhs and Ira, but the riverbank. The riverbank is where everything's being unloaded from the boats. It's like the port. By the port, everything's being unloaded over there. You're going to say, oh, I lost it by the riverbank. Shkayach. There's 1,000 barrels there. There's tons. It's not a simen. That makam would not be a simen. Amar Bari. Maitam Rabbanon b'Rakhs and Ira love a simen. So Rabbari says, why is it? Why they're about to say that Raksanhara, the riverbank, is not a simen? That meaning like Kiyach Nesharim Ledach, Nesharim Lamechav. It's just like happened to you, happened to others. Meaning it's actually more into Svara. It's not just that he's just guessing a place that's common. It may be you're right, but even though it happened to you, it may have happened to someone else. And the fact that you're giving a simen, the whole point of a simen is to determine this item belongs to you. Well, guess what? Maybe 4 people lost their stuff, and the fact that you nailed the right place, it's still not a right that's yours, because maybe it's someone else who lost his stuff at this place. And therefore, it's not a good simon. So it's interesting. It's not the pshat. I mean, it's similar to what we're saying, but it's not the time that you guessed a place that's common. And therefore, that's not identified. It's not considered unique. It's not unique. And therefore, it's not a proof that it's yours. It's more, we believe you. The big nekudah of Kanner was being medayik this. It's not a vote of trust. They don't believe you. It could be, even if we believe you, they're saying the truth. And you hit a right, you hit a correct conceptual simon, but it's not enough of a unique identification to say it's yours. Maybe you're one of 4 people that lost something here at the riverbank, and therefore we invite you, can't give it to you. That's the chayra, the svara. Ikadami, some say. Amar Murray, my time I rabbanu makom shloev esim boys makom nasim darmi lei keich the nisrami ledach chay makom nisrami lechaver chay makom. Just like it happened to you, this place, so to happen to your friend, this place. Again, this fits with the 2 different ideas of what we said. What you're calling out, either they call out the place and you call out the chefza, or they call out the chefza and you call out the place. Either way, the same idea applies that other people may have lost it in the same spot or the same item. Who got it? Story time. That's what kufr. There's a fellow who found he found pitch. Kufr pitch. Mebayisim achutz. To tapen right with pitch. He found pitch by a wine press. Uskay the rab came from the rab Amalei. So take it for yourself. There's no simon there. And it's a place where many people go. Take it for yourself. So Rav saw the person was a little bit don't muzzle. He was like a little muzzled. He wasn't ready to accept the psak. Amalei. Go give Chia my son. Rav said, give my son Chia. Remember, we pointed out many times in the past. Rav's uncle, on both sides, his mother and his father were siblings to Chia. Half siblings, obviously. But his mother was a half brother, to Rav Chia. And his father was a half brother to Rav Chia. So Rav Chia was Rav's uncle twice over. And Rav Chia had a son who he named Chia. So Rav says, give. Yeah, Rav used to call Rav Chia, the older Rav Chia, the one that was Talmud of Rebbe, that was author of Braises, he used to call him Chavivi. So Rav said, give to Chia my son, and let him share with you. I mean, I don't think I'm just giving you some kula for yourself. I would let my Chia, my son, take part of it. Ask the Mefershim, once he's saying it's so totally mutter, why wouldn't he take part of it himself? Why is he passing off the son? Very good. I see some of you had the same question. What's this push to answer? Halacha is, we had this in Gittin, in Takanas. Maybe it was earlier. Ksuvus or Yivamus. We had this in Seder Nashim. I'm apologizing. I forget exactly where we had it. That a Rav who gives a psak halacha to matir an isha, he himself can't be matir the isha. If he's part of a bezdim, he said maybe it's different. But he himself can't marry the isha. Why? Because it doesn't look good. The optics are no good. Even though he's trusting him to take the halachas properly, if he goes marry that woman after he's matir, it doesn't look good. So if Rav himself would take some of this, wouldn't look good. Rav is saying, take Chia my son. No problem. We had over there that same halacha says that he can't marry, but his son can. He can't marry, but his son can marry. And I wouldn't be concerned here too. He was saying, Chia my son could take a portion of it, and that'll demonstrate how much I really believe it's mutter, but Avada, he wouldn't ever take himself, because that would be a problem of a potential, it could have the appearance of a negev bedever. Gishmak. Okay. Says the Gemara. Let us say the Rav holds the muck was on a simon. Is that why he was saying that the pitch was mutter? No, the reason why Rav was mutter is because it was als yish bailim. Because Rav saw that weeds had already grown on top of it. We're talking about pitch that was there so long that weeds grew on it. Then you could say that it's no suffix. The guy knew he lost it, knew he's missing it, and he's miyash already. And that's why he's matter. Don't bring me right to this. That in general, Rav holds makam is not a simon. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Rav Shimon is aimer. In the Mishnah, if someone lost or someone found kliampiria, then you don't have to call out. My ampiria, what does ampiria mean? Avir yudam Shmuel. Kalim chadashim shloi sabsan ayin. It means new kalim that the eye has not yet been accustomed to. It's basically brand new kalim which don't have a simon. And we pointed out when we read the Mishnah, I got this from Rashi. I got this from when we learned this probably not from Daf 7.5 years ago or 15 years ago, but rather from grade 5 when I learned this, the first Gemara we learned as a kid in the Eil Metzias. But Rashi says, Anpiria,
is very geschmack, is a nutrikin. It's an abbreviation for ein poiraya. And period is ein poiraya. There is no, or ein poiraya. There's no, the eyes have not yet become, you know, accustomed to seeing this. I mean, the truth is, it's funny. I always learned it as the Lashon on period ein poiraya. He has no raya in it. He has no raya in the chayfetz. A simon is a raya. He has no raya to it. But I actually heard someone pronounce it this morning. I overheard someone pronouncing it, ein peri'ya. The first time I remember hearing this in literally 30 years of knowing this Rashi and this Gemara, first time I've heard someone saying it that way, it could be he's correct. Ein peri'ya means you're not used to seeing it yet because you haven't had it by yourself. Well, same idea. It doesn't matter. You haven't owned it long enough to develop a simon in it. Again, either raya or ri'ya or ri'ya or seeing. I always read it as raya, so I'll stick to that until otherwise proven. Okay, says the Gemara. Hey, chidami. What are the cases we're talking about? Idas besimin. If there's mamish a simon there, I have. The Gemara's not impressed. Just because it's a new kli, if there's a simon, he knows a simon. A clear simon is a simon. Idas besimin, a simon, elamai, there's no simon. Kisafsan ayim, I have. Who cares if he has it for a long time? What's the benefit of having it for a long time if there's no simon? If you can't say there's a hole on top of that corner, if you can't say there's a hole on top of that letter, if you can't say, you know, there's a black dot somewhere. If there's no simon, then what does it help that he has it for a long time? It should be hefker anyway. Says Gemara, there should be yish there. La'elam, the last simon, there's taka no simon. And the nafkmin is, you're right. For a regular person, it makes no difference. We're talking about there's no simon. For a regular person, new kli, old kli, no simon would be mutter. We're talking about, perhaps it belonged to a tzuv merabanan. And as you said, we touched on two bar ago, but we said we'd speak more about it over here. Nafkimina la duel tzuv merabanan. Nafkimina would be to return it to a tzuv merabanan. Bitzvias ayin. To give it back with a tzvias ayin. Meaning, as follows. A tzuv merabanan who says, I recognize this, that this is my kli. Why? Suf's an ayin. If his eyes become accustomed to it, if it's not a new kli, kimlu begavayu, then he knows for sure it's his. Umadrinalei, we list him and we give back to him. He loves us ayin, but if it's not something that his eye has already become accustomed to, he like him begabayo, then he's not certain himself. We won't return it to him. What's this idea? This new chiddush that a tzuv rabbanan, a young tamachacham, a sharp tamachacham, that we return to him items that even though they don't have a simon, but he has tefias ayin. Amar Avi Domer Shmuel, Bani Klas Mili. In these three matters, Avi Rabbanan Mishanim Milayo. The chacham only Mishanim Milayo is a fancy way of saying they lied. They spoke an untruth. Again, we have a long schmoozing about MS and what the root type of MS is. We'll come back to that in a second. But the three things, they would change their words. It's a very interesting lesson the Gemara uses. It doesn't say they lied. The Gemara wouldn't ever call it sheker, because sheker represents mizmashma. It was the wrong thing to do. MS, the real type of MS is more correctness, more than just truth. It's correctness. Sheker, which would be the opposite of that, is falsehood, is incorrect. And it's not incorrect. In three things, the Rabbanan Mishanim Milayo, they switch their words because that's the proper thing to do. We wouldn't call it a sheker. What are those three things? But Meseches, with regards to knowing a Masechta, Pariah, I mean, if you ask them, you know the Masechta, they would deny it, Rashi says. Pariah means matters of the bed. Rashi explains that means if someone asked him if he had relations last night, you lie about it, it's just not proper. And lastly, top of Kavdal Malf, Uvi Shpiza, and with regard to Shpiza, with regard to being a guest, if they asked him about how it was to be a guest by that person, and he should rather say that, nah, it wasn't so geschmack, don't be running to go there, because you don't want a person who does hospitality to then become a victim to everyone talking about how good the hospitality is, and then everyone tries to go to their house, and it becomes too hard for him. So therefore, you're allowed to lie about those things. That is the way Rashi explains these three things. But the point is, we're calling it lying in English, it's not really lying, just getting to that idea. It's not really a lie. Again, we're not coming to support a concept that the ends justify the means. That if, as long as it's you get to the right ends, you can do whatever you have license to do whatever you want. What we're saying is that the more deeper taich and emes does not mean the simple truth or the simple what looks to be the simple facts. Emes is the correct. The chasam shel kadosh baruch hu emes is much deeper. It's typically 99.9% of the time. It is also the facts. It is the truth. But on occasion, very rare occasion, it's the correct thing. That's what we really call emes. And these things that be mishana milayo, change the words in order to do what the correct thing is. Taisus has a couple of issues on these Rashi's. Before you get to Taisus, actually, Azayim Atar brings the famous idea that, and this is famous, is Rashi and Chumash. Rashi Chumash says that when Yitzchak was giving the brachas to Yaakov and Esav. So Rashi gives an explanation that when Yaakov says, Lavan says, who is this, right? Yaakov and Esav, who is this? And Yaakov says, Anoichi Esav b'charecha. Rashi explains, the famous Rashi, Anoichi, I am Esav is b'charecha. Put a comma here. If you say Anoichi Esav b'charecha, I'm Esav b'charecha, it's a lie. If you say Anoichi, comma, Esav b'charecha, I am, pause, Esav is your son, then that's not a lie. You know what we call that in English? A white lie. It's not a lie, but you know we call that it's a white lie. So white lie is okay? Is that the limit from Rashi? That lying is no good, but white lies okay? Chas v'sholem. That is not the limit from Rashi. That's not the pshat. So I heard a beautiful shir. It's actually a series of shirim from Yeritza Berkel Shlita, a beautiful set of shirim that you have to be, you also have to be careful where you give over the shir and where you hear the shir from, you know, who listens to the shir, because it gets very deep into what's MS, what's sheker, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. And if misused, it creates major issues. But the yisayit of it is, the yisayit of that point, at least the Rashi was, along the lines of what we're saying, that MS is what's correct. MS is what's correct, and the correcting there, Rivka instructed him, was clear, that was the Ratzon HaBayrei. The correcting there was for Yaakov to get the brachas. But even when you're being Mishana Diburei, even when you're doing something which is, on English we'd call it a lie, but it's even though it's correct, but it's still a lie, if you're able to do it as a white lie, that's better. Because if you can avoid lying outright, that's still a mila, because you don't want to be cutting. We're humans. We have nature. If a person lies a couple of times, better, because he's supposed to, he becomes kind of that meat of lying. And it can affect his behavior overall. And how important is it to be MS? We know, ironically enough, of all people, what's the symbol? Who is the symbol of MS? Titan Emes Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, who had to do the shtick, he's the symbol of Emes. Maybe perhaps Tafka that, turn one to distress. Don't get the wrong idea. Yaakov is not crooked, Chas v'Shalom, in any way, shape, or form. Whether it was with Lavan, whether it was with Yitzchak, Yaakov is not one iota crooked. Yaakov Avinu is the Spitz Emes, Titan Emes Yaakov. The point just is, even when you have to veer, you do it in the way that's the closest, at least the Lashon appears true. Says Eitzes HaTorah over here, this idea over here as well, that when we're saying that these three people are Mishana B'Diburei, it's always best, the Siv Rabbanan, to change it in a way that he's not outright lying. If he can do it outright lying, he could avoid the topic, avoid the answer, give an answer that's not an outright lie. Do that rather than say an outright lie, even though he's allowed to lie in these scenarios. Back to our sugya before we get lost our train of thought. Before we lose our train of thought, one second. The Gemara is simply answering that someone who never lies, a Siv Rabban who never lies, with him, Tfiyas Ayin's enough. He can return a Metziah, even Tfiyas Ayin, and therefore we're saying that yes, a new Kli versus an old Kli makes enough Kamina, because a new Kli, if there's no Simen, and there's no Tfiyas Ayin because it's the new Kli, you don't have to worry about returning it. But if it would be an older Kli, even though there's no Simen, you may have to be worried if this is an item that would typically belong to Siv Rabbanon, you'd have to be worried that maybe you have to return it. Before we go to Taina, yes, what's your Taina?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so just going back on these few things, Masechta, Purya, Ushpiza, quickly, let's go through them. I know it's late, it's Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. Let's just quickly run through these. Masechta, Taisa speaks out, I'll speak out, so when we're inside. Taisa says, what do you mean? We've learned Kedushim, we learned that not so long ago, Davlamed, Vishinantam. Everything should be chidudim b'picha. Someone asks you a shayla, al tagam game. Don't fum for an answer. Answer on the spot. And here we're saying, if someone asks you about a masechta, you're supposed to, you can lie and say, I don't know it. So it's a simple answer. So it's a very simple chilek. If a guy's coming to ask you a psak halacha, a shayla lamaisa, where's that gemara? I need to know it. Obviously for a real reason, not just for testing for impressive purposes to know what a bucky you are or not. Then you give him the answer on the spot. Al tagam game. But if Yistam wants to know, are you a Bucky above Basra? Are you a Bucky in Nida? Are you a Bucky in Vamas? Then you can play Ani and say, Echvesish. You can play, I don't know. But if it's something which is relevant to Maisa, Avad, you should answer on the spot. That's the Mark Kedusha. Next. But Paraya, Rashi learns, when we spoke it out, Rashi learns, Paraya means, last Rashi on the page, was about Shamash Mitascha. If someone's asking you about Shamash Mitascha, it's not something that you should respond to. Ask Taisus, who is that? What normal person asks, what type of what your schedule is when you mishamish b'tasa? It's a very prustous, disgusting thing. Chas v'shalom. The other says, you know what it means? It means, let's say a guy was tummy. Why was he tummy? Because he saw Kerry, he saw Zerah. Let's assume he did the mitzvah. Not chas v'shalom levatala. He saw the mitzvah, or not, or whatever. The point is, he was tummy, and they ask, why weren't you the Mace Mandish? He could say, I had a headache. I wasn't feeling well. He shouldn't say that I was tummy because I was tummy, which relates to pariah, you know, because I was Mashamish Mitasai, doesn't have to speak all that out, doesn't have to even get involved and say I was Tamei, therefore I didn't come to the Beis Medrash because I wanted to wait till Herav Shemesh, till I was Tari, he's going with that Shita and Brachas. You don't say that, rather you just say, I had a headache. That's a simple Eitzah, but not the way Rashi's learning that someone's going to ask such a question. Who would ask such a question to Chas v'Shalom? And then last week, Bishbiza, there's a discussion that we're bothered. We're saying if someone asks about the shpiza, how good was it? He should say that they weren't such good a shpiza. Elsewhere, we have that a person's supposed to say that amazing. My host, whatever they did for me. They're so amazing. And the answer is very simple. That it depends. That Taisa says the answer is when you're amongst people who aren't going to take advantage. You could say great praises of your host. My host was amazing. They're not going to go there and try to chop a free meal and a free stay at that host. So you could say, yeah, it was great. When you're dealing with people who aren't so hugging, that's when you employ argamer. That's Tais's answer. The Maratzchias is bothered and says, I don't chop a Tais's kasha in the first place. Says Maratzchias, it depends very simply. If we're talking about, when we're talking about speaking to other people, that's our Gemara. You lie. You say, you don't say it's so amazing because it's going to cause other people to go want to be guests by this house. When the guy himself is telling himself or he's talking to the host and giving appreciation, he should have the attitude that everything they did for me. They don't always have such a fancy dinner. They don't always have such a nice setup. They did it for me because they're such wonderful hosts. That's what that Gemara is saying. You should have such an attitude between him and the host. But nothing with others. With others, and Anachrami is when our Gemara applies and the person should be quiet. Amazing. So the Marsha over here speaks out, Bipariah, Shkarech of Lizer. Marsha speaks out that Bipariah means when you're drunk on Purim, Haman, Baruch Mordechai, that's the sheer of being drunk, that you don't know the difference. If someone asks you and you still know, and you talk and know the difference, you can lie and say you don't know the difference. Fits very well with what we had this morning in the Araisa sheer about the being careful how much wine you drink and the pitfalls of drinking too much wine, that as much as the Marsha says, Chayav Nishlo Vesume, you know, be careful within reason, because the pitfalls can be more dangerous than the milers. Yivaldi. Sagta Marvaita. Mazutra Chasida. Mazutra. Oh, I skipped. Sorry. My nafkamina. So we spoke out already outside, but now it's seen inside. Mazutra was my nafkamina about these three things that they're allowed to lie about. Like we spoke out. To return the Veda with Tfizayan. If you know they only lies about these three things, Madrinale, we do return the lost item. But if he lies about something else, Le Madrinale, we won't return the lost item to him. Mazutra Chasida, Mazutra. There was once, by the way, that there's. There was a city of these people that never lied. We had the Gemara about this, wild Gemara. It's a God's type of Gemara, but they never lied. And you had this fellow that came to the city and he asked about someone, he needed to get a hold of someone's wife. And his wife was in the shower. And he didn't want to say, it didn't pass to tell another man that his wife's in the shower. So he said a lie and it messed up the whole situation with the city. So the whole discussion in the Achrayim, what that means, it's a because it's a whole problem because that would be something which would make sense to lie about because that's davar tzniutsuya. And the way the, if I remember correctly, it was maybe one of the Gedolim who explained Agata Gemara. So maybe it was the Ben Yehuda or the Marsha, and they explained that the Yaakov, that Hagufa, that was the point of that Gemara, that a utopian world that no one ever lies is Takana Chayach. That was the point of the Gemara to show that the city got messed up because it couldn't fit that way because the system doesn't work. Anyway, okay, it's related, but not for now. Mazutcha chasid, mazutcha the chasid, ignav le kasakaspe mishbiza. A silver cup was stolen from his host. Chazu, Barbe Rav, he saw one of the Talmidim over there, Dimashiyadi, he washed his hands, and he wiped it in his friend's beged. He used the friend's beged as a towel. Amar said, I found the culprit. Hi, Nuhai. This is the guy who stole the cup. Why? You see very clear, he's not worried about his friend's mum, and then he wipes his hand in his friend's beged. Must be that he stole it. Kafse, mazutcha taka, you know, literally means he tied him up, but he pressured him, Vaidi, and the guy confessed, and he confessed his crime. Says right now, Tanya. Now we get back to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Elazar was one that said on a Mishnah, Kli Ampuria allowed to keep, you don't have to call out because it's new Kli, no Raya. So Maidr Shimon Elazar became Chadash Shesavas and Ayin. He's Maidr that if it's a new Kli, but enough that the owner's eye can have been surveyed, could have recognized it, you will have to call out. What's called new kiyam that the eye has not yet grown accustomed to? You don't have to call out. Bade machten, bade of needles. The Marz explains exactly what bade machten means, but it means like, you know, it means like a wooden piece that holds the needles. The tsinairis, or spinning forks, the bade of the spinning forks. Machreiz shakardumas, or the strings of axes, all those are new kalim that the eye hasn't yet become accustomed to. It's normal that these things are something that's just very general. They're very general, and therefore not only very general, first point out, also they're also quite small. They're quite small between the generality and the fact that it's small. You could assume the owner never became, and obviously it has to look fairly new, the owner never became, never got a tfias ayin. Okay, so kol elush amru, all these things we said, emeset mutarim, when are they mutar, b'smat shem, matzen echad, when you find them one by one, if matzen shayim, you find them two by two, you have a new issue. Chayav achuz, you have to call them out. Why? Because then, even if the item itself doesn't have a clear distinguishing feature to be a simon, the number could be a simon. The minion could be a simon. We spoke out earlier today on Chavt Gimel and Beis that minion could be a simon, and therefore, if there's more than two, minion is a simon. There is a big deek in the Mishnah. The first of Shemini already asked. So, if you tell me minion is a simon, the Mishnah said if you find the standard types of machruze shadagim, or the chatichas shavasar. That's plural. And we're saying over there, you don't have to call out because the standard, and there's no simon. What do you mean? If it's plural, that means there's a number. So the simplest answer is, we're not talking about one mitzia. When we say machruze shadagim, we mean if people find, in many cases, a strip of fish. But if it's multiple strips and there's numbers, then you would be able to have a simon. That's one simple taich. Or another answer they give is, back like I said before, if it's a standard weight, a pound, 2 pounds, a kilo, anything is standard. So in this case, if it's standard to have one piece of fish, I think we actually mentioned this morning, 6 fish hanging on a string, if it's standard, in such a case, that wouldn't be, the number wouldn't be simon either because it's standard. That could also be the case of the Mishnah. That's why there wasn't a simon there. But over here, he's saying, shtayim over here, I guess it wasn't common to have two. That would be a simon. My body, what's body? Shoichi, body means branches. Famai, curly, body, what's body? Body means something that things hang on. You have the body by the aron. The aron doesn't really hang on it, but you lift the aron. When you lift it up, it does hang on it. Or the Gemara speaks out in Sukkah about the how many leaves you have to have left on the hadas and the ravas on the branch. So it speaks about how many leaves on how many badim, right? Bad echad, one leaf, one bad. You know, initially you have to have multiple leaves, but eventually, as long as you have the stick left with one bad, the Gemara discuss about it's still being okay. But it calls the point the stick the bad, the stick that holds the leaves, the stem that holds the leaves is called a bad. Same idea. Says Gemara Kiahud, the Damin and Hasam. I'm sorry, I just got ahead of myself. Alech varechad. That's what I'm referring to. Alech varechad. The on a Shana Rabba, you have to have. There's not for the lulav per se, but a Shana Rabba. As long as you have one leaf on the bad, that's sufficient. One who saves something from a lion, from a bear, from a leopard, from a bardless. From a bardless, there's always a machlekes. What it means? Either we always touch it as a polecat. Some touch it actually as a hyena. Umin azutasham, or from the zutasham, from the tides of the river of the yam. Of the yam is actually the sea. Shalusa shanar, that's the surge of the river. Hamaitzim bestratu flati gudela. One who finds something in a major, like a thoroughfare, or in a like a big market, plati gudela, or a big market. Umakam, or in any place, shramatsirisham, that's gathered a lot of people. Habe elish loy plonk stime shabam sashram. So big yisite over here. Anything which is found, this is again a memory, this part of that same brayser, Pshim Lazar, that we quoted said, that Kim Chadashim, that the eye hasn't been satisfied with, you don't have to return, call out. Kim Chadashim, the eye is satisfied with, you would have to call out, or if it's a plural number where you have the numbers, vayt you have to call out, or in these cases where a person saves something from a major thoroughfare, he's saying, or from these lions or animals that were sea, then you're allowed to keep it. Those kids allowed to keep it because the Baalim was certainly miyayish. Ibailu. Ask the Marshal now. When we talk about particularly the major thoroughfare, the major, you know, town center that you don't have to return it. Are we talking about town center of Yidden or even of Dafka of Gayim or even of Yidden? Ibailu, Kigam Rav Shimon Lazar, they ought to keep it, Rav Kananim. Is Dafka Rav, the people there, Kananim? Alva Rav Yisrael, you can't keep it because you have to find the loser, the Baal Veda will assume that the guy may return it. Even Rav Yisrael, since it's such a major thoroughfare, he also is Miyayish, and even there, you're allowed to keep it. It says the Gemara now, Shal number two. We're gonna have basically build up a 4 or 5 Shalos. Imtib Slaymer, Afi Rav Yisrael, Nami Amar. Even if maybe he says it, even by Rav Yisrael, that a person gives up hope when it's lost in such a major thoroughfare, even if other people are Yidden, that's Rosh Hashanah Shita. Plegi Rabbanu Leilai, do Rabbanu agree with him? Or may the Rabbanu disagree and say, no, you don't have to call out in a place where most of the people are Yidden. If the Rabbanu plegi, if the Rabbanu do argue, but Rabbi Yisrael Bate plegi, so if they argue, they argue when Rabbanu people are Yidden. How far, if they argue, how far do they argue? Dafkun Rabbanu Yidden, but Rabbanu Kananim, they Rabbanu Yisrael Bate plegi, they should certainly argue by Rabbanu Yisrael. Rabbanu Kananim plegi, they also argue by Rabbanu Kananim, they held even they have to call out because the Yid's not Miayish, because he knows maybe he'll be found by Yid. He just gives a Yid gives up hope. As someone reminded me today, Tevil reminded me today from the Kutzker Rebbe. The Kutzker Rebbe says Yish, the sugi we just had in yesterday, and 2 days ago's daf, Yish is Shlemidas. Yish is Shlemidas. A Yid Vesat Yish, that itself is Shlemidas. A Yid should never have Yish. A Yid who believes in the Kosh Baruch Hu has Yish. So the point is, even Rev Kananim, maybe Chamarga and say the guy's not Miyayish. I lay pligi, or no, maybe they don't agree by Guy, maybe Kananim, maybe they would agree. They argue by Rev Yidin, but then maybe they agree. Maybe they still agree by Rav Kananim. Vim Tzitzlam Repligi, if you say they argue, stai, they argue even by Afib Rav Kananim, they argue, stai by Rav Yidin, even Rav Kananim, that they say that you would have to call it out, halacha maisa, halacha maisa, who's halacha like? I mean, according to this third or fourth end of Tzlamer, Rav Shimon Elazar is going that halacha is even by Rav, not just Rav Kananim, even Rav Yidin, you're allowed to keep it because they're Zimayish. And the one that they argue to the opposite extreme, even by Rav Kananim, the guy's not Miyayish. Well, who's the halacha like? And lastly, Imtzimzimer, halacha maisai, if you say Pasuk of Shimon Elazar, is it in both? You pass like him both by Rav Kananim and by Rav Yidin, or only by Rav Kananim? Daf Rav Kananim. Only by Rav Kananim do we say it's mutter to keep, but by Rav Yidin we argue. Idilma filu, ayafilu, by Rav Kisrael, I Rav Zol. We pass like him. That is our list of shaylas on Rav Shimon Lazar's psak. Tasha Mas being some rayas, at least to the first shayla. Whether Shimon Lazar was talking about Rav Yisrael or Rav Akam. How might see mice? Person finds mice. This is a brisa. Person finds money, but the knesses and base knesses or base medreshes or base medresh. The chol makom shabam mitzvah or any place for the rabbim gather. Harei lish shalai. He's allowed to keep meishah b'am zayish because the b'am amiyayish man shamalei. Who's the one that asks ruba that says you go based on ruba? It doesn't mean there's a very very unique usage. I shouldn't say very. It comes up a few times, but it's uncommon. Ruba typically means rave. Over here, we didn't mean rave. Over here means that goes based on the fact there's a lot of people. We're clearly talking about base medrash, base knesses. That means yidden. Rave over here just means lots of people. Man, Tana, who's the author that goes, Basar Ruba, that takes into account the fact that it's a public thoroughfare that's busy with people? Rav Shimon Lazar, it's Rav Shimon Lazar. Shvami Nafi, Rav Yisrael Nami, so you see very clearly, even Rav Yisrael is enough to say this Yish. Where says, no. Hachem, Eskim Fazarim. No, maybe the Bryce is talking about a case where in Fazarim, the money was scattered. Since the money was scattered, there's no simon. Since there's no simon, that's why you're allowed to keep it. Even Fazarim. So if it's Fazarim, why are you specifically talking about a case of a gathering place with a lot of people there? Why are you talking about a case where there's a lot of people gathered based on based medrash? After the end of Ramatsumisham, money that's scattered, there's no simon. The guy didn't even know he dropped it. There's no simon. So that should be mutter anywhere, even not a place where lots of people gather. Why pick such a case when the Chiddush is more broad than that? Ella? Lailam it's ruin. The Mar says, you're right. Must be talking about a case where the money is piled up. The money was not scattered, the money is piled up, which already creates some sort of identity, creates a little bit of a simon. But we're talking about a bat kneses of kananim. Interesting lashon. We thought bat kneses means a base kneses of davening, of shul, which typically is what we use it for. Over here it means a bat kneses of kananim, of goyim, and that's why. Even though, again, it's not common, but sometimes it can mean that, and that's what we're saying, such a building where there's gathering of Goyim over there, certainly over there, the guy is Miyayish. Says Gemara, 1 second. You gave an answer for Bat Knesses, a place of gathering for Goyim, fine. Base Medrash of Goyim? Really? But the Midrashis, Mike Lamar, you're going to say base Medrash of Goyim? So Elamai means place where you're learning, and it must mean, even where it's a majority of, where it's Reif Yidden, we still say the same Malacha. Once it's a busy place, people give up hope. Isn't that a Raya? Gemara says, no. But the Midrashis, Didan, Diyasu, Kananim. We're talking about our base Medrash, where Kananim stand there. What does that mean, our base Medrash can't stand there? Because we're talking about, unfortunately, it's become much more common in recent times, where you have a base Knesses, or a base Medrash, or a Cheder, and you have Goyim, you have multiple Goyim, being there as guards. They come there as guards to protect. So that's what we mean over here. We're talking about, it is base Medrash of Yidden, but there are Goyim there to protect. Hashas Lachim, once you say this teretz, but Knesset Nami, when we talk about base Knesset, also, Didan, it could be not a base Knesset of Goyim, it's a base Knesset, it's a worshipping place, a gathering place of Yidden, but Yashu Kananim, but Kananim are there as guards, and therefore there is a concern, once there's multiple guards here of Goyim, you have to be concerned, the guy is Miyayish, because he assumes that maybe it's found by the guy, and he won't get it back. Tashima, the Mer says, okay, let's still try to bring a raya to understand exactly, we have this general psak of Shimon Lazar, that in public thoroughfare, we say this Yish, and we're still not sure, was he saying it only by Goyim, was he saying even by Yidden? They're about arguing on both, or they're arguing on one, or they're arguing on none. So that's we still have all the shaylos. Such must try to bring a little bit of a raya in Rav Shimon Lazar's sheet at least. Matzav aveda, if a person finds an aveda in a city which has yidden and goyim there, we say as follows: Im rave kananim, rave the people living there kananim, ein chavach, the yid who finds it need not call out because since rave the people kananim, so he need not find out. Man shamed, he need not call out this that he found. He can assume that it's really two folds. It's really two points over here. Number one, if brave people there are goyim. I think I skipped. Im Rav Yisrael Chayav L'Hachris. I skipped that. If Rav people there are Yidden, he has to call out. Im Rav Kananim Ein Chavachris. If Rav people are Goyim, he doesn't have to call out. There's two Nakudas. One Nakuda is that if Rav people are Kananim, then the person who dropped it, even if he's a Yid, will assume it was found by a guy, and he's been Miyayish. And on the flip side, if Rav Kananim, he can also assume that Rav that fell to begin with from a guy. Okay. But it could be that he fell even is a clearly a Yiddish Chayfetz, still, if Rav Kananim, the guy would be Miyayish because he knows it's going to be found by a guy. Let's see. Says Gemara. The Gemara says again, who takes into account what the masses are? Now, it's interesting. Over here, Rav Yisrael means literally the classic usage of Rav, or Rav Kananim's classic usage of Rav. And we're teaching it to mean a little bit like this unique teach of Ruba, of multitudes, of just having a lot of people. Who's the author that focused on the fact that there's a lot of people there? It's a busy area. Rav Shimon Elazar. And Shema Aminah, we see the Kikam Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Kan, Rav Yisraelai. L'chera, it's a raya that Rav Shimon Elazar himself makes his din only by Rav Kananim, by Rav Yisrael. We wouldn't say because it was lost amongst a multitude of people that it's automatically mutter. Mara says, no. Hamani Rabbanani. I can tell you that the author of the Mishnah is Rabbanan. You have no proof to Rav Shimon Elazar. The Mara doesn't make the function that we would have thought, that maybe they touched the word Ruba differently. But the Mara just says, maybe this is the Rabbanan Shita. And there are Rabbanan are saying that when it's Rav Gayim, you can keep it, but Rav Yisrael, you can't keep it, which means Rav Shimon Elazar would all, maybe even Rav didn't keep it, so we're not proving Rav Shimon Elazar's sheet. The Mara says, okay, fine. So Tiv Shimon Elazar, Dermay Derlei Rabbanan Rav Shimon Elazar, but Rav Kananim, at least prove from all of our shalas before, that there are Rabbanan agreed to Rav Shimon Elazar in a case of Rav Kananim. The Mara says, you're right. Rather, the Mara says, a different taich. Ella Rav Shimon Elazar, you'd say the author of that Mishnah is Rav Shimon Elazar. Vafiu Rav Yisrael Nami, Vachamai Eskin B'Taman. Even by Rav Yisrael, Rav Shimon Elazar holds that you're allowed to keep it when there's a lot of people there, you're allowed to keep it. Aye, so why in this Mishnah, he's saying you cannot keep it when there's Rav Yisrael? Vachamai Eskin B'Taman, which is my case where the item was covered. Since it was covered, and the assumption is the owner of it knew where he put it, and it was covered, he was planning to come get back, it wasn't even lost. And therefore, since it's not lost, he certainly wasn't miayish, and the finder can't keep it. Ask the Gemara, if it's taka taman, what are you touching it for? Something that's covered, leave it. Iba taman, why is this guy who's finding it, why is he taking it into his possession? Fatan, we learned in the Mishnah, this is coming up again, in now it's a little more than one blot from now, Adaf Chafei. Ibataman, my vintagabe, why is he taking it? Fatan, matzah, klik, abashba. If you find a kli in the garbage, so it depends. Mechusa, if it's covered, leigaba, don't touch it. If a person purposely covered it, that means he put it there on purpose, he plans to come back and get it. Megul, if it's uncovered, then I don't mind because then you call it out. But when it's covered, you don't touch it because it's not an aveda. Kedamra Papa, the verse like a Papa says, Ba'ashbashen asulafanes, that the brisa that says, that there's a brisa that explains, dafka garbage that's not normal to be cleared away, venimachla, or let me say that better. We're talking about a case where it's a garbage that was not expected to be cleared away. And what happened was, venimachla lafanesa, the owner decided he's going to clear away the garbage right now. So therefore, even though the guy may have put it there and assumed he planned to come back, but right now it's about to be cleared away, it's going to be lost forever, and therefore it's considered proper veda. Chanami, bashpashenu sulafanes, v'nimachalafanes. We're talking about a garbage that wasn't normally cleared away, but the owner changed his mind, and now he's coming to clear it away, and therefore, since it's about to be cleared, leaving it there is certainly going to be lost. And therefore, you got to take it. Our question is, why are you touching it for? It's placed there on purpose and covered. He obviously plans to come back and get it. Well, when he comes back, it won't be there. And therefore, you have to take it because at least you're saving it. And therefore, saying take it, but you have to call it out. Says Mer, or another Teretz, V'Bayis Eim, Atapam Beis, Le'ilam Rabbanan. We're talking about, and the Rabbanan, Taka. And still, you can't prove from here the Rabbanan agreed with Shimon Elazar that by a case where the Rav Gayim, we said by Rav Yisrael, you have to call it out, but Rav Gayim, you don't have to call it out. So is that right that they agreed with Shimon Elazar that Rav Gayim, you don't have to call it out? No. Because Mikhtan Hei Shalai. A big deek over here in this whole parak. Does it say it belongs to you? It simply says you don't have to call it out. But you set it aside. If Yid comes and gives a simon, he can take it. But till then, you're allowed to hold it by you. But the point is, you don't have to, there's a the Mara is giving you a new line. We actually medaik this the first words of the parak. These belong to you, and these you have to call out. There's two different things, right? You could have a case where you don't have to call it out, but it's not yeshalai. Right? So the Gemara is saying over here, it doesn't say it's Shalai, it doesn't say Shalai, it just says you don't have to call it out. But it doesn't mean that it's yours. Rather, you leave it aside, and you wait to see if a person, you know, comes to try to claim it, then you make sure he brings a simon, you give it to him, if not. But the point is, we're not saying it's mamash, just because we're saying you don't have to call it out, doesn't mean it is already Shalai. Tashema, let's bring another raya to Rav Shimon Elazar's halacha. Not a raya to halacha, a raya to what is exactly the parameters of his halacha. If a person finds a keg of wine, if it's a city of the Rav Kananim, Mataris Mishim Metzia, you don't have to worry about Metzia. However, it doesn't help you. You don't have to worry about Metzia because the city is Rav Gayim, but guess what? Because it's Rav Gayim, you got a new problem with Stayenim, and therefore, Asur Banaz, the Marzan asks, so it's very nice. You just gave me a heter to keep the wine, but you basically told me it's worthless, so what's the point? The Mara will address that in just a couple of lines. If Yid came and gave a simon, Mataris Mishim Metzia, if Yid came and gave a simon, then it's mutter for the Yid, the finder, to drink it. Now, those two psukim seem to, well, let's see. Come on. Who is Rav Asi's din going like? Rav Shimon Elazar. It's going to Rav Shimon Elazar, who holds when there's a lot of people there, it's automatically considered Yish, and therefore, if it finds, it's allowed to keep it. And we're saying that Stamazai, you have to worry if Rav Gayim, you have to worry about Stam Yenim. But if you know that it's a Yid, It still belongs to you because he's miyayish, but now you're allowed to drink it. So it fits very well. L'chair, it's a good raya. Shema minah, kikam Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, b'Rav Kananim, Rabbi Yisrael Loi. L'chair, it comes out that Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon said his din, b'Rav Kananim, but by Rav Yisrael Loi, and that's a raya to our discussion in Rav Kana, the Gemara says, in Rav Shimon Elazar. Gemara says, no. L'chair, Melech Elazar, Filip, Rav Yisrael, Namiel, Kamar, he says, even Rav Yisrael. Rav Asi, Sovek, Vos, Bechad, Vok, Alak, Chada. You just show me where Rav Asi holds. Maybe Rav Asi took Rav Shimon Elazar's din to a different level. Rav Shimon Elazar held that having a multitude of people there makes a mutter. There's a yish. Say whether it's Rav Goyim. Say whether it's Rav Yidden. Rav Asi held it only by Rav Goyim, not by Rav Yidden. But maybe it's maybe Rav Shimon Elazar and Rav Asi are in agreement. Therefore, can't be a proof. Fact Gemara. Basic question we touched on before. If it's us b'hana, muteres b'shem b'siyasa ma'elchasa. What's irrelevant? It's mutas b'siyas. It's us b'hana anyway. Rav Asi the kankana. You're right. The wine is usher, but the kankan. Right? Don't look at the kankan and the mashma. Over here, all you're getting is the kankan. Over here, all you're getting is the pitcher, the jug that you can keep, but the wine and the chami, you'd have to spill out. Says more further, I know it's late. Says more, just go a few more minutes. Hahu, Gavra, story time. To Ashkach Arbezuz, he found four systems, Arbezuzina tied up in a cloth. Vishad ben Biran, and it was thrown into the Biran River. Askmay Rav Yehuda Amalei, Zil Achrez, Rav Yehuda said, call it out. Fact tomorrow, this is Mamish Zutashyam. This is Zutashyam, which he's allowed to keep. He just had the Bryce man. The Bryce earlier, yes, and the essay's daf, or this morning's daf, he's allowed to keep it. Shiny Narbiran, Narbiran's different. Keeping the Miskel, since there are a lot of things that block the river, Loi Miyayish. The guy's not Miyayish because things get stuck in the river. So if he had a kerchief of coins, he holds up hope that it'll get stuck in one of these obstacles and he'll be able to find it. Says Gemara still, for Rubik Kananinu. Most of the people of that Beer and River Kananim, that itself should be make it Miyayish. Shabamina. So this should be a riot that first of all, we know Pasuk B'Shemin when it's in a place that's busy, that you don't say it's Yish. And even by Rav Goyim, the Chared is a riot too. We don't pass the Kavshimin, Melazar, and there are a bunch of argue, even Merav Goyim. Merav says, no. Shine Narbiran, the Yisrael Sarchulei. It's Yidden that deal with damming up the Narbiran. So the Yisrael Karolei, the Yisrael are the ones that also, you know, they dam it, and they plug it a bit. Kim the Yisrael Sarchulei, Emer Miso Nafo. Since it was Yid who does the maintaining and attending to this river, it makes sense that it was Yid that it fell from. If you keep the show currently, let me Aish. And since it's Yid who goes, you know, the ones that open and close are the ones that fill it up, stuff it up, and unstuff it. It's all Yidden, so they can assume it fell from the Yid, and the Yid who lost it is going to know that it's a Yid who's dealing with it, that's probably going to find it, and therefore it's not Yish, but it's not a Raya to our overall conversation with our Shem and Menelazer. Two more lines. Yud Avishakal Bazel Basrid de Marshmuel. Everybody does walking behind Marshmuel, Bishuk de Beidaisa in the market of Beidaisa. They sell Daisa like type of like crackers or cereals. Armalay, Matzakan Arniki. If one would find a purse, a hypothetical question. If one would find a purse here, Mahu, what would be the Lacha? Armalay, Arbeil Shalay gets to keep it. By Israel, so Buda said further. By Israel, what if you came and gave a Simon? Mahu, what would be the Lacha? Armalay, Chayav Hachzer. So he said, you'd have to return it. What do you mean? You just said if a guy find a person he's able to keep it, now he's saying if the guy brought a simon, you have to give it back. Tarti, are these two psukim not a stira? Amr lay, so he said back. Lefnimishus adin, you're right, it is a stira. Maker, then you're allowed to keep it. But lefnimishus adin, if a guy gives a simon, you should give it back to him. Kihad, avoid the Shmuel, like the story with the Shmuel's father. Ashkech Hanach Hamari, Madbra, he found these donkeys in the desert. Fajrin al-Marai, when he returned them to the owners, the bus traced the Archishata. After 12 full months, he gave it back, even though clearly he wasn't b'chayiv to. Why do you give it back? Lefim Shusadin, because they brought a simon that it was theirs, and he gave it back for Shusadin, even if he wasn't b'chayiv to, even if they likely almost for sure yayish, and it was mutter to him, he still gave it back because once they brought a simon, they did Lefim Meshuras Hadin. Rav also, similar story, was going after Rav Nachman, Peshukah de Glida, in the market of the workers of leather. Varmalei, Peshukah de Rabbanan, some say it was a market of Rabbanan. Armalei, Matzah Karnanaki, what if you find a wallet here? Ma was Alecha, Armalei, Harishlei, allowed to keep it. But he saw another specific, he saw him, comes to give him a simon, Ma was Alecha, Armalei, Harishlei. So he stuck to his gun and said, you're still allowed to keep it. The guy is standing there, and he's shouting, it says, and he has a simon. So Rachman says back, Nasik is Zavech, Al Beisoy, Shinafli. He's crying about his house that fell. Nebuch, it fell. It's terrible. We feel bad, but it doesn't change things. Vasmash Shavuot, or Sfina, that drowned at sea. It doesn't change anything. Just because he's crying, it doesn't change anything. The point is, Rachman was not speaking out this Iker, this Lefimishus Adin, that Shmuel pointed out, but the Iker Adin still remains the same. You got to keep it, and the Lefimishus Adin remains to give it back. We're going to pause over and pick it up from Ahu, and also drop behind, but pick up, I know we're right before the 2000s also, but still, we'll pick it up from Ahu, Daya, Mr. Shem. On Sunday, Mitzvah, Sunday morning.